A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 36. Buenos días a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Carmen.
¿Cómo estás, Carmen?
Muy bien, Marc. ¿Y tú? ¿Qué tal todo?
Pues la verdad, un poco ajetreado.
¿Sí? ¿Por qué? ¿Qué estás haciendo?
Bueno, como sabes, tú, los oyentes quizás no, pero tú sabes que esta semana Radiolingua va a Londres.
¿Para qué?
Para The Language Show.
Muy bien.
Que es una exposición de compañías que venden pues materiales de idiomas para la gente
aprender.
Que quiere aprender. Y entonces nosotros tenemos nuestro stand.
Vale.
Y estará pues una parte del equipo de del equipo de Radiolingua.
Yo no puedo estar, pero a los oyentes que estén en Londres durante estos días sois más que bienvenidos venir a conocer a parte del equipo.
Exacto, exacto. This is going out I think this is published on the 12th of October, which is in a couple of days' time. We're recording this a few days ahead of time. And if you happen to be in London on the 14th to the 16th of October 2016, then please do come along and say hello to the team, the Radiolingua team. Of course, we should say that if you're listening to this many years in the future, then it was lovely to see you, or not, as the case may be. Now, we have obviously got a normal episode here for you today. We're going to be looking at a diary entry from Maria, telling part of her story. We are listening to the story of Maria, of Rory, and of Alejandro. And let's have a listen to our text now.
Muy bien, vamos a escucharlo.
Querido diario, el verano llega a su fin. Estamos ya a final de temporada y a Rory y a mí nos queda una semana para coger vacaciones en el trabajo. Vacaciones merecidísimas. Últimamente hemos estado trabajando como burros, haciendo muchas horas y prácticamente no hemos tenido tiempo libre. Yo, como siempre, voy a ver a mis padres y a tía Consuelo a menudo, como con ellos o voy a tomar café. Rory también se apunta si libra en el hotel. Y cuando tenemos un ratito de tranquilidad, aprovechamos para ir a la playa o a tomar helados por ahí. El otro día estuvimos en Valldemosa, disfrutando del paisaje, y mañana seguramente iremos a Sóller a probar los helados de naranja. Rory aún no los ha probado y tiene delito la cosa, porque es uno de los productos más típicos y ricos de la isla. Iremos en tren, desde la Plaza España de Palma. El tren es antiguo y muy bonito. Está hecho de madera, como los de antes. Es una excursión muy emblemática, tanto para mallorquines como para turistas, así que hay muy buen ambiente y mucha mezcla de gente en el trayecto. Con Rory todo marcha fenomenal. Hablamos de todo lo que nos preocupa y creo que tenemos un proyecto de futuro muy sólido juntos. La semana pasada estuvimos mirando guías de diferentes países latinoamericanos, entre ellos Argentina, Costa Rica y Brasil. Se me hace muy difícil decidir un destino sin haber viajado nunca por ahí, porque en todos los países hay cosas interesantísimas que hacer, sitios que visitar y culturas que conocer. Por un lado, me hace mucha ilusión ir a Brasil, aprender portugués y a bailar la samba. Pero, por otro lado, siempre he querido ir a los glaciares en la Patagonia. Y también podría aprender a bailar tango. Me imagino a Rory en una clase de tango y me muero de risa. Otro punto positivo para Argentina es que Alejandro vive en Buenos Aires y sin duda es una gran ventaja conocer a alguien en el nuevo país. Seguro que nos ayudaría a encontrar piso y nos explicaría muchas cosas interesantes como nativo. Pienso que no será fácil encontrar trabajo como historiadora de arte en Argentina, pero claro, menos en Brasil por el idioma. Los primeros meses podría trabajar de socorrista en alguna piscina o de camarera en un bar. Y una vez estuviéramos más situados, ya podría buscar un trabajo más cualificado en algún museo o algún centro de información. Tengo muchas cosas en la cabeza ahora mismo. Mejor que me vaya a dormir y lo consulte con la almohada. Además, mañana tenemos que ir al evento político este, donde le darán una mención honorífica a Rory. Aún no he decidido qué ponerme. ¡Qué nervios! Buenas noches.
Muy bien, qué interesante, ¿verdad?
Como siempre, vamos a explicar un poco el texto en inglés para que todos entiendan perfectamente lo que está pasando.
Muy bien.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. As you know, this is a preview episode of the Coffee Break Spanish Season 4 course, but you can access the full course over at the Coffee Break Academy. This gives you access to the extended version of our lessons in which we discuss the full text, and we provide a transcript and bonus audio materials to help you practice what you've learned with translation challenges and further assistance. To find out more about how you can benefit from this course, head over to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So a few days have passed since the last installment, and this time Maria is writing her diary entry as the summer is coming to an end. She and Rory only have 1 week left to use up their holiday before their contracts end, and any holidays would be very well deserved because they've been working very hard without any free time.
Vacaciones merecidísimas. Últimamente hemos estado trabajando como burros, haciendo muchas horas y prácticamente no hemos tenido tiempo libre.
Maria has been going regularly to see her parents and her aunt. She has lunch or a coffee with them, and if he's available, Rory comes along too. If they have some free time together, they go for an ice cream somewhere or they go to the beach. Indeed, as we know, they took the opportunity to go up to Vallehermosa the other day. And tomorrow it looks like they're going to Sonier to experience the traditional orange ice cream, one of the most typical and delicious products of the area, which Rory has yet to try. They're planning to take the old tourist train from the Plaza de España in Palma for this trip, which is as important for locals as it is for tourists, so there's always a good mix of people on the trip.
Es una excursión muy emblemática, tanto para mallorquines como para turistas, así que hay muy buen ambiente y mucha mezcla de gente en el trayecto.
Maria mentions that everything is going very well with Rory. They can talk to each other about what's worrying them, about their future plans, but she believes that they have a solid future together. She says that last week they were looking at travel guides for various Latin American countries, including Argentina, Costa Rica and Brazil. Given that she's never been to any of these countries, Maria is finding it difficult to decide where she'd most like to go. On the one hand, she'd love to learn Portuguese and to dance the samba in Brazil. But on the other hand, she's always wanted to visit the glaciers of Patagonia. And indeed, the thought of witnessing Rory learning to dance the tango cracks her up. Of course, the other major point of going to Argentina is the fact that Alejandro is there. It's a huge advantage knowing someone in a new country. He would help them find an apartment, and as a local, he would be of great help. She doesn't think it would be particularly difficult to find work in art history in Argentina, but it may well be more of a challenge in Brazil because of the language. Maria thinks that she could work as a lifeguard, or indeed as a waitress for the first few months, but once they're a bit more established, she could look for a job which would give her a chance to use her qualifications.
una vez estuviéramos más situados, ya podría buscar un trabajo más cualificado en algún museo o en algún centro de información.
Her head is full of things right now, so the best thing to do is consult it with the pillow, consultarlo con la almohada. Not least because tomorrow they have the event where Rory will be honoured by the local politicians. More to the point, Maria hasn't yet decided what she's going to wear. Ya está. So, more of our story, another part of our story, and one thing that I thought was very interesting is this una vez. Let's just listen to the sentence again there that Carmen has just read.
Una vez estuviéramos más situados, ya podría buscar un trabajo más cualificado en algún museo o en algún centro de información.
It's possibly one of the more complex ways of using una vez because it's kind of in reported speech there. Mm-hmm. But let's think about una vez just in a normal sentence. It's translated literally as one time or once. Mm-hmm. So we can use once in English. Once we arrive, we'll know what's happening. How would we say that in Spanish? Once we arrive, we'll know what's happening.
Una vez que lleguemos, sabremos lo que pasa. O lo que está pasando.
Uh-huh. So, una vez que lleguemos. Now, notice how we've used a subjunctive there, because it's kind of like saying, cuando lleguemos, when we arrive. We don't actually know if it's going to happen. So, una vez que lleguemos, once we arrived, and I've forgotten what it is we're going to do when we arrive, ya sabremos lo que está pasando, or something like that. We'll know what's happening. Now, another way of saying this, to avoid the subjunctive, would be, once arrived, and using a past participle. So rather than saying una vez que lleguemos, what could we say alternatively?
Una vez llegados.
Now notice llegados would have to agree with whoever it is that's speaking. So if it's a male and female speaking, then we would say llegados. If it were two females speaking,
llegadas.
If it were one female,
llegada.
And if it were just me speaking,
llegado.
Okay, so una vez llegado.
Mm-hmm. Una vez llegada.
Then ya sabremos lo que está pasando, or, mm-hmm. or whatever it's going to be. Now, if we come back and look at this example from our text, una vez estuviéramos más situados, ya podría buscar un trabajo más cualificado, and so on. We could actually drop the estuviéramos there.
Mm-hmm.
Una vez más situados,
sí.
So simplifying it to avoid a subjunctive, una vez más situados, ya podría buscar, I could even look for a more qualified job and so on. She's talking about, rather than being a lifeguard,
mm-hmm.
she could look for a job that's linked to her career, her art history. But una vez estuviéramos, that would be an imperfect subjunctive there. Mm-hmm. Estuviéramos más situados.
We could also use a hypothetical situation.
We could also say, una vez estemos más situados,
mm-hmm.
kind of taking the hypothesis out a little bit more,
yeah.
You know, because we're going, so once we're a little bit more settled, then I could look for a job.
Mm-hmm.
So different ways of saying things, and we can use both, just these nuances of the language that are a little tricky sometimes to work out. Bueno, ya está.
Muy bien, pues me ha gustado mucho el episodio de hoy.
Mm-hmm. There is, of course, more to this episode, and you can find that by going to coffeebreakspanishseason4.com, where you'll be able to access the full extended version of our text, in which we go through the whole text, and we talk about all of the language contained in that, translating everything and going through some further examples of the language used. There's also a bonus listening episode where we give you some translations and the full transcript for you to follow everything that we're saying. That's all at coffeebreakspanishseason4.com. Don't forget, you can also check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish. On Twitter, we are @LearnSpanish. And of course, on Instagram, instagram.com/coffeebreakspanish.
Muy bien.
We look forward to finding you somewhere on one of our social feeds. Muchas gracias y hasta la próxima.
Adiós, amigos.
Oh, and don't forget that if you are in London this weekend, we'd love to see
you at
Olympia. Muchas gracias y hasta este fin de semana.
Adiós.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.